With summer winding down, many people from Washtenaw County, as well as elsewhere in southeast Michigan, are returning from their summer trips up north in Michigan. This is Lisa Berry, and perhaps one of those visits sparked a conversation or a dream about buying an up north lake home, or maybe some questions about what it might be like to live there. Well, one way to find out is to read a new book about just that. It's called Winter Heart. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is the author, a lifelong Upper Peninsula resident, teacher, director, playwright, and poet, B.G. Bradley. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, Lisa.
The book explores the nature of life in Michigan's Northlands. Are we talking fact or fiction?
Well, a little mixture of both, I guess, but for practical purposes, all the ideas that are in it are the truth.
What do you focus on?
There's so many things to talk about in the Upper Peninsula, but it's a journey just living here all the time, and especially in the wintertime when we get, you know, over 300 inches of snow in a lot of places. Sometimes it's even a kind of a matter of survival, both spiritual and physical sometimes, but you know, we get all the animals that live up here that are part of our lives in these little towns up here, and family and hard work and just the way life is up here.
Is there a main character, and is it based on anyone in particular?
Well, the main character is Ben O'Brien, and he is a retired college professor and poet, and he lives out on a lake and has pretty much decided that that's the way he wants to spend the rest of his life. His wife has passed away a pretty good time ago, as the book starts. But his family is still around, especially his sister Jen, who's always managing his business. And she gets out there and gets him back into life. It's all about the adventures that follow once Jen gets in Ben's face and gets him back involved in the community and in the world generally.
So when we read this book, Winter Heart by B.G. Bradley, will we laugh? Will we cry? Is it thought-provoking, touching, inspiring?
Well, at least I hope a little bit of all of those. But yeah, you can't do a book about the Upper Peninsula without having a good number of laughs in it. But there's some pretty intense moments in this as well, and a lot of pathos. And it's about dealing with loss, and it's about the nature of love and all of those things that are universal, but have a special connection with nature and life up here in a hard peninsula.
You mentioned animals when we first started talking. Do you have any animal encounters in the book?
Yeah, there's, of course, moose come into it because moose have been making their way back into the Upper Peninsula for the past 20 or 30 years, and there's quite a few around now, and wolf in particular plays a major role in the book. It's kind of a bookend almost to it. And, of course, Ben has his two faithful Labradors, Tom and Huck, who kind of keep him in line and keep life going for him.
I have to tell you, I just went up north myself, and I want to say this politically correct. It seems the further I go up north in Michigan, I feel like I'm sort of going back in time. Do you know what I mean?
I absolutely do, that's always been the way it is up here. It's just different in terms of the way that people look at things. It tends to be a way that has kind of gone out of vogue, I think, especially in urban areas around the country. Well, for instance, my wife came up from elsewhere, from down near the Indiana border, and had grown up around cities. And the first year that she came up, we were driving along Lake Superior, and a car had broken down, and I pulled over right away to try to help and get them out of there because it was a major blizzard. And she said, "What are you doing? Do you know them?" And I said, "Well, no, but you have to help out up here because people's lives can be at stake." So it's a way of looking out for each other that, I'm sure it happens elsewhere, but it's kind of commonplace up here.
I was thinking, you do have the internet in the Upper Peninsula, right?
We absolutely do, but there's definite holes in it, and it's not an exaggeration to say that sometimes when on my cell phone, for instance, I have to sometimes go out into the front yard to get good reception, and that's really a true story.
Does the book Winter Heart make people want to live in Michigan's Upper Peninsula?
Well, people that have talked to me about it, a lot of them are people who have moved away from the Upper Peninsula, and what they've told me is that it makes them kind of long to be back here. It doesn't sugarcoat things. It certainly shows you, you know, that it can be a hard life up here too. If you're after, you know, a kind of serenity and a kind of simplicity that maybe is missing elsewhere, yeah, I think maybe it will entice a few people to come and want to live in the UP.
We're talking to author B.G. Bradley about his new book, Winter Heart, and I'm wondering if a lot of people are going to think of Jeff Daniels and Escanaba in the Moonlight. Has anybody made that comparison?
Oh, they absolutely have, you know, as great as all of that was, this is not that kind of a thing. In fact, the Winter Heart kind of cuts against a lot of rural stereotypes, kind of moves you away from that. You know, there's certainly those kind of touches of local humor in it, too. And, you know, the cliches are cliches for a reason. There's a lot of that kind of silliness up here, without question.
In reading your autobiography, it says that you are a lifelong Upper Peninsula resident. You live there by choice.
Absolutely, yeah. I did go away for a little while downstate, but decided almost right away that I wanted to come back, and came back as a newspaper reporter first, and then as a teacher for 30. I'm glad I'm here.
And you've weaved that into this book.
Absolutely, that is a huge part of it. The locale is almost another character, and the book is also about how the locale and how the land and the water shape people who live here. You know, much different from, you know, taking a resource and using it. It's almost as though the resource uses you for its means. And sometimes when you're sitting out in a blizzard up here, you understand what a small thing you really are, and understand that there's a lot of things going on in the world that don't have anything to do with you, and you just try to play your part.
Sounds like Winter Heart would be a good end of summer read.
Well, I certainly hope so, and I think so. Food for thought and a way to kind of, you know, take your way right into next winter.
It hasn't started snowing yet, has it?
Not quite yet, but it was in the 40s this morning.
Oh, boy.
So it's coming soon.
Where can people find the book?
They can find it online. It is in stores up here, but online at www.bgbradleyauthor.tumblr.com. And if you go to that site, it will tell you all different ways to purchase it, including Kindle and Amazon, and you can get a copy within about a week.
And we'll look forward to you coming to Ann Arbor area and doing a reading.
Well, I look forward to that, too.
Author of Winter Heart, B.G. Bradley, thank you so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you very much, Lisa.